Well, we certainly like to welcome people on the Lower North Shore. And can you tell us about some of the amazing things you saw along the way?
When we got to Pakushipi, actually, we were very lucky. We just made it into town. We were stopped to take pictures of the great views on the St. Augustine River. And while we were taking pictures, somebody got out of the
community center
to take pictures with us.
Yeah, so there was a presentation of the Wapikani for the elders, and they were eating moose stew, and they offered us to have a seat. So we just entered that there after 2 days on the trail, and we had this delicious meal and dessert cooked by the elders and hot tea. So that was the beginning of just an amazing stay in Pakushipi. And it happens that the assistant director in school was getting married, Gilles. So we were invited there. We took a shower. We spent, you know, just resting just for a few minutes in the apartment. And then we were brought into snowmobiles to the wedding. So that was just a magic moment.
Very exciting. I'm glad that you were able to experience that along your visit of the Lower North Shore. Also, Samuel, I hear that you have ridden all over North America, climbed high summits, and also crossed Quebec from Montreal to Cujuac by biking canoe. Can you speak a bit about the book that you're writing?
Yes, so this is a project I've been working on for the past year now. It's a book about my expedition that is called Trans-Taiga Expedition that I did in 2018, which was an intense but pretty short expedition of 31 days, leaving Montreal by bike and cycling all the way to the most northern point you can bike in Quebec at the end of the Kanyapisco Reservoir. And from there, I canoed all the way to Cujuac. This whole project is, after doing all those trips and pushing myself sometimes to the limit, I was looking to dig in more, find more signification to what I was doing and why I'm always brought back to those amazing environments. So writing for me is just a way to process all that information. And there's also some poetry into that project. And this is something also that inspired me to do the Route Blanche expedition. I'm wishing at some point when this book will be over, which might take some time again, but I'm wishing at some point to sit down and work on some poetry about the Route Blanche. And I actually started. I wrote a few poems so far.
Oh, great.
One of them today in Blanc Sablon. So I'm I'm in this process right now.
And keep us up to date when the book is released. We'd love to help you promote
that. Of course. Thank you.
Thank you. And also, Felix Antoine, you have biked across the most isolated roads in North America. Many people may remember that in the summer of 2016, you had pedaled from Old Fort to Kigaska via the Trans-Labrador route. Now that you have made the complete loop, can you tell us what is next?
There are many projects that are coming up. That being said, in the short term, I'm just finishing my master's degree in civil engineering. I love to announce one big project, but that big project for now is actually to work. So I'm starting a new work contract with WSP in Montreal, starting in 2 weeks.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Wonderful. So I'm looking forward for that. So in the short term, since I'll be working full time, I'll be looking more at smaller projects in some still remote parts of Quebec, but maybe 2 weeks at a time. But in the long term horizon, I'm looking forward to probably complete a loop around the world. For, as you may know, Canada is pretty big. So with 8,000 kilometers to get across, that's basically one third of the whole world. Mm-hmm. Since I've done that twice already, I'm now thinking about Europe and Asia as a project that would be coming up. But as I mentioned, for the moment, I'll be concentrating on Quebec and some dirt roads for maybe 2 weeks at a time.
Gentlemen, you're great adventurers and you know about pushing yourselves. If you could give a little advice to our listeners, something motivational about achieving your goals, what would you like to say?
Well, the usual thing that people say about these projects is just you need to keep going and push yourself, which of course is something you need to do at some point. But for us, I think the whole success of this expedition rely on the fact that we're flexible and resilient. And I think this is something that we need also to be aware of. I think it's normal sometimes that when it's too hard, you just step back and you adapt. I think this is something that I try to apply in my life. And also the whole process is the fun part. It's not just about achieving something. It's also about enjoying being there, just being inspired by the poetry of what we're living. I think this is what I would just recommend to people. It's not about just the goals. It's just what we get in the journey.
Wonderful. Thank you, Samuel. And for you, Felix Antoine.
I'd advise people to start small. In my case, I know that the 2011 Felix would not have believed that he could cross Canada, let alone do it twice. Same with the Route Blanche. It all started with the small over-weekend trips, four-day trips, and then I started to go 1 week, 2 weeks, and then you go for a month and over. But I believe people should start for a weekend somewhere camping. People tend to aim for very big goals, and this often leads to failures because you are not well prepared, or once you get in, you'll see the mental barrier of looking ahead 5 months ahead of time. If you're looking for the next day and going one foot in front of the other, you maybe someday will be able to do 4 or 5 months trip.
So, you know, you always hear people say one day at a time. So this can really apply to anything that you would like to accomplish in life, like the expedition that you both just completed. So once again, may we offer you our congratulations on behalf of CFBS Radio in Blaine-Sablon. As well as for our listeners, we are very happy that you have selected our region with your expedition. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
And that was Felix Antoine Tremblay and Samuel Lalanne Marco, the adventurers of Expedition Route Blanche. They just completed 530 kilometers by fat bike on the Route Blanche and Route 138. It took them 18 days in total.